Hello, welcome to English 1101. I'm your virtual guide. I'm glad that you're taking this class. I think you'll find it to be very, very useful for you now and in the future. It's basically the cornerstone of future courses, and in this class you will be able to find out the best way to compose a composition or a paper that will help you in taking classes in the future, whether they be in English composition or any other courses. So you are taking English 1101. It is the first of two required writing courses. English Composition 1101 is a writing course which fulfills part of the Gordon Rule writing requirement. This means that you must compose at least 6,000 words of prose during the semester. Granted, 6,000 words sounds like a great deal of writing, but please do not worry. You will not be required to write everything all at once. Instead, you will be writing in a number of different modes, and you will find that satisfying the requirement is really not as difficult as it might seem at first. Please keep in mind that we are using a building block approach, and we'll reach the Gordon Rule requirement through writing drafts, revising drafts, polishing essays, and maintaining journals. This particular English 1101 course has been designed for either Blackboard delivery or standalone delivery using a PDA. This course can be completed according to your schedule, although a suggested timeline is provided. Because there will likely be limited interactivity between student and teacher, a portfolio approach will be used to maintain writing and offer a chance for weaker papers to be dropped, and they can be dropped at your discretion. Your portfolio will include the drafts, revisions, final essays, and exercises that you do while taking this class. So here are a few class basics. This course has been specifically designed for self-paced delivery or to be used in conjunction with Blackboard and a PDA. That means that you will have a schedule. It's a recommended schedule. To fulfill class requirements, the learner will view lessons on the PDA, read chapters from the required textbook, and maintain a portfolio of writing assignments. The course outline is presented in modules, and one or more modules per week is the suggested pace for the duration of the course. Now, by following the schedule, you will complete the course with fairly consistent workload from week to week. The class is, however, designed with students in mind who might have difficulties with completing all the work at once, or they may need to work ahead. So this will mean that you need to be self-motivated and pretty adept at goal setting. Please be sure to review your book. Steps to Writing Well is an exemplary book. It's a great book, and it's important for helping you when you need writing instruction. And it's very helpful, too, in terms of being able to read examples of student writings. If you have any trouble with the book, please contact Florida Community College at Jacksonville. So here are some of the course basics. Course requirements include: complete all the reading assignments, view and listen to all assigned video lessons, maintain a class journal as prescribed in the course outline, maintain a class notebook separate from the journal for class exercises and miscellaneous assignments, complete all assigned essays and papers, maintain and submit a thorough portfolio of all essays and papers, complete a proctored, timed, midterm and final exam essay. So the assessment procedures are as follows. Proctored tests have been assigned throughout the lessons. Military officers, or ESOs, can serve as test proctors for active duty military and possibly for spouses in military retirees. Confirm this with your education officer. You can also contact the Distance Learning Testing Center. So here are a few success strategies. For the best results, follow the order of the assignments as they are written in each module. They are placed in such an order to facilitate your learning and to make it easier for you to build on the knowledge that you gain with each module. Please be sure to complete each module in order. I know that sounds kind of self-evident, but you'd be surprised how important it is, especially given that this course follows a building block approach. Before you start on the next chapter, please be sure to read through the materials on the PDA. It is very helpful to look ahead to assignments for the module before reviewing the video lesson or reading the text. Some of the assignments will come from the video or book, so it will benefit you to know this ahead of time before watching the video. Review the module assignments and the study guide so that you can schedule your time appropriately. If you schedule your time, you will have enough time to do the readings, take notes, enter your journals, and start drafting or revising. For example, knowing that an assigned reading is 20 pages long, as opposed to 45 pages, will determine what might be able to be accomplished at one sitting. It is a great idea to get into the habit of taking notes as you watch the video lessons or listen to audio presentations. Record whatever strikes you as important to your own learning. Feel free to take notes that are useful to you. Please keep in mind that the instructor will not grade your notes. Assignments that call for journals are considered informal and they need not be perfect. Journals are for your own benefit, though they will be submitted for review and a completion grade. When an assignment calls for an essay, a narrative, descriptive, explanatory, etc. essay, you should conduct pre-writing, drafting, polishing, and editing before considering a paper complete and moving on to the next module. Don't try to complete too many modules at once. Aim for completing one module per week. To earn the best score possible on your portfolio, write each paper as though you will choose it for one of your graded essays. Revise and polish each paper within the module that it is assigned, not just during the final module of portfolio ranking. If you procrastinate, it is usually evident to the instructor because the quality will be significantly diminished. The modules you will refer to will guide you through the study guide for assignments. If you are assigned certain pages in the study guide, you should view the video lessons, read the textbook material, refer to the handbook, and review the material outlined in the assigned study guide pages. However, unless specifically assigned, the questions in the study guide are for your benefit only. Other than those assigned for your class assignments notebook, the questions and answers will not be collected or graded. In sum, English 1101 is a freshman level course, and it is the course that is charged with teaching all college freshmen to write well. The skills learned here will largely determine how well you write for future classes. History, psychology, humanities, sociology, foreign language, computer, and surprisingly enough, even some math classes will require you to write papers and essays of various types. Approach this course maturely with the intent to learn everything you can about writing. The result, beyond the letter grade you earn, will be a more rewarding and successful college career. Thank you very much for taking this course. And again, I am your virtual guide, and I will be here to help you if you push the play button.